past week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy delivered his first state budget address to the surprise of few. It featured increased taxes and increased spending. One of the questions created is whether it's overpromising, which will result in underdelivering. If that's the case, then what will the political consequences be? Our first guest today joins us to analyze the governor's budget priorities. He is the State House correspondent for the Record of New Jersey newspaper, Dustin Rossiope. How are you today, Dustin?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
NorthJersey.com, that's where Dustin's work, along with the other journalists over at the Record of New Jersey. As I said, Dustin, budget contained a lot of what was expected, but did any of the expected come through heavier than what was anticipated?
No, not really. There was one sort of surprise in Murphy's budget. He proposed bringing the sales tax back to 7% after it was cut by a fraction under Governor Christie. So that caught some Democrats by surprise. And that proposal, along with Murphy's plan to raise taxes on millionaires, are two things to look for as the legislature gets into the budget season of scrutinizing Murphy's spending plan. That's something to look out for that may face some barriers in the Democratic legislature.
In referring to the sales tax going back up, that was the sales tax dropped with the caveat that keeping that low was going to be allowing the gas tax to go up under the Christie administration, right? That was like you get one, you give one.
Yeah, that was Governor Christie's rationale. He said he wasn't going to raise the gas tax back in 2016 without a tax cut in exchange. So he cut it down over 2 years down to, rather than 7%, down to 6.25. So it's like a third of an eighth of a penny, and it's, in Murphy's arguing, people who buy things, unless they're buying a boat or a Lamborghini, they're not going to realize the savings. If you buy something for a dollar, it's still going to be taxed at 7 cents on that dollar. So it really takes a lot of spending in order to realize the savings in that. So Murphy thinks that it's time to bring that back, and in exchange, the state can get back several $100 million. For the budget that obviously in New Jersey is much needed.
In regard to the millionaires tax, a couple of notable Democratic voices are expressing, well, either lack of support or even caution. Senate President Steve Sweeney and U.S. House Representative Josh Gottheimer.
Yeah, Gottheimer before the budget was released issued a call for Murphy to not raise taxes, and you know that was never going to happen. I mean, Murphy has made it clear that more revenue is needed. But Senator Sweeney, who is the Senate President, he had been supportive for years, along with many other Democrats, of raising taxes on millionaires. But once the tax overhaul in Washington was passed, he made a total about face and said that the millionaires tax is going to be an absolute last resort. And that is a central plank of Murphy's economic plan. So if him and Sweeney can't get on the same page with the millionaire's tax, it's going to make for an interesting summer.
Notice, too, that Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin was pretty much silent on the issue. He hasn't really, has he said one way or another what his stand is on that issue?
No, he hasn't. And he's just said that they're going to scrutinize the budget and that's their job. So he hasn't been definitive on that front, but he's going to have to make a choice at some point in the next few weeks.
And the budget, by the way, it's $37.4 billion. That's an 8% increase than Chris Christie's last budget. And total taxes and fees, new taxes and fees, as if there's a difference, but nevertheless, $1.6 billion. Among the new taxes or fee is the taxing of the planned legal marijuana. Did that come through as expected, or was that a little heavier hit? Because some people, the proponents of the legalized marijuana, might be arching their back at that level of taxing.
Well, the ballpark figure that was thrown around before the budget came out was that the state could realize upwards of $300 million if legalized marijuana was fully functional. Nobody expected it to be fully functional in the first year, but even the amount of money that Murphy included in this budget, which was about $60 million for recreational marijuana, that seems kind of high as well, because right now there's no consensus on marijuana legalization in the legislature. And if it got passed with this budget, that would give the state about 6 months to get things up and running. And that's a pretty ambitious time frame and dollar figure to attach to it.
Talking with Dustin Recioppi, who is the State House correspondent for the Record of New Jersey newspaper. NewJersey.com is a website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, it wasn't all bad news and new taxes and fees. Low and moderate income earners are seeing a little salvation through a change in the earned income tax credit.
Yeah, Murphy's proposing to raise that up to 40% of the federal level over 3 years, I think it is. And that, he argues, is direct relief for low-income people, and that's money that will get reinvested right back into the economy. So he sees that as an instant economic benefit for the state.
And he also called for a minimum wage hike to $15 as part of a four-year plan, which is better than what some were going for. Almost some said a 2- and 3-year, and even said some even were going for an immediate plan, but it would go to an immediate $11 jump in 2019. When you look at the millionaire's tax and a minimum wage mandate, is there anyone saying that this is putting more at risk than helping, because you have, you know, something about rich people, they don't like where they are, they can easily move and even leave their country and take the money with them. And with the minimum wage hike, you know, we've seen a lot of the major businesses like Target and Walmart and elsewhere do the $11 an hour jump, and planning more in the future, apparently. But for a small business, that might be a make or break moment for them.
It could be, and the business industry is dead set against it. And the business industry for the state represents a lot of small businesses. So I suspect that we'll hear a lot of those small business owners' voices over the next few months. But it also remains to be seen what the details of Murphy's proposal will ultimately entail. I mean, he has said that he wants a supposed clean shot $15 minimum wage across the board with no exceptions. But again, Senator Sweeney is of a different mind. He thinks that there should be so-called carve-outs for different sectors. So those details need to get negotiated. And once again, it's a potential showdown between Murphy and Sweeney, and we'll see who wins out. So the $15 minimum wage, you know, nobody knows for sure how that's going to hash out ultimately.
Murphy also proposed direct property tax relief with raising the cap on the state income tax deduction and local property taxes from $10,000 to $15,000. He's also proposing a community college tuition program. But really, I guess the two big weight, the big anvils hanging over any budget in this state, school funding and the state employee pensions. How is Murphy planning to address those two issues?
As far as school funding goes, his numbers came out yesterday, eight districts, and most districts got increases in funding, which is a promise that Murphy made during the campaign. His argument there is that if you increase the funding for schools, property tax bills will go down. I doubt that that will be the case for the next year or even couple of years until he gets up to full funding, because the funding formula the state has never been fully funded. So the theory that fully funding it will lower property tax bills has never really been tested. So we'll see. But in the near term, it's likely not to happen. As far as the pension goes, he maintained Christie's schedule of increased payments into the pension fund. They put about $3 billion in there. That's the largest payment ever, and it's another one of those promises that he made to the unions during the campaign, that he would keep increasing the payments into the fund and eventually get up to fully funding of that, so we can one day get out of this this sea of red ink that we're in with the pension fund.
Yeah, to the tune of about $90 billion.
Yeah, it's a big hole to get out of. But to Murphy's credit, he maintained Christie's schedule of payments, and now he gets to brag, just like Christie did, that he made the biggest single-year contribution into the pension fund. And given the state's history, you know, that's not a minor accomplishment.
Given how much Governor Murphy promised and how much of this budget is a transition from what was to what is going to be, how much of this first budget of Governor Murphy is a make or break for him?
That's a really good question. I think it depends on what he can get through the legislature. If he can't get a millionaire's tax or he can't return the sales tax, that blows a huge hole in his economic plan. And suddenly that big, ambitious agenda that he has could very quickly get derailed. And I don't know how much tolerance voters will have in seeing New Jersey sort of muddle along and not be able to meet its commitments and obligations, and for Murphy not to meet his promises before they get a little bit too frustrated. So I think this is it's a pretty big year for Murphy. Maybe not ultimately a decisive one, but it could portend the next 3 years of his tenure.
And it could create some interesting alliances in the State House, too.
Yeah. And, you know, this first budget will be a test of his relationship with legislative leaders. And again, if it gets off to a rocky start, it could be tough to recover. I mean, 4 years is not a long time, and things could go sour pretty quickly. But on the other hand, you could mend fences with Steve Sweeney, and they could have a great relationship. They both need each other. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of deals they're able to strike, if they are, over the next couple of months as they work through the budget.
He is a State House correspondent for the Record of New Jersey newspaper. They're at northjersey.com. Dustin Rossiope, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.